The story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a wife and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. It was just yesterday that Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, and young Richard moved into Dr. Carville. And the business of getting settled and adjusted wasn't made any easier when Ruth's brother Nettie appeared last night and asked if he could stay there for a few days also. Because of the move, Ruth has been doing even more work than usual around the office and the house. And as a result, she's pretty tired this evening when the doorbell rings.
Hello, Ruth.
Why, Hope, hello.
Oh, I've had quite a time finding you. I was over at your house and there was no one there, and then I met Mrs. Carter. She told me you'd moved over here with Dr. Carville.
Yes, Hope, we moved over yesterday. Come in, won't you?
Thanks. Rather sudden, wasn't it, the moving, I mean?
No, not particularly. We'd been talking about it for some time, Dr. Carville and I. It made a lot of sense from both our points of view, with John and Diane away.
Oh, what I really wanted to talk to you about was... Well, to ask you if you've seen Nettie.
Why, yes, Hope. He went out about an hour ago. I'm not sure where.
Went out? You mean he's staying too?
Yes, he came over last night.
I see. I suppose I should have known it. This is where he'd come. I guess I did know, but...
But what, Hope?
Well, don't you think there's something a little strange in a husband walking out on his wife that way?
I don't know. I think it would depend a good deal on why he walked out.
Oh, you know very well why he did it. You were there. Just because I wouldn't come home with him when he wanted me to. Because I wanted him to apologize for acting the way he did, hitting Frank.
Do you really think that's why he left, Hope?
Well, why else? Oh, for heaven's sake, you don't mean that other business, do you? About getting the money for the garage from Frank?
I think that may have had a little to do with it.
He wanted the garage, Ruth, but he didn't want to borrow the money from Frank, so I borrowed it for him. So what? Was that so terrible? Wasn't as if I was stealing it or anything.
No, Hope. But in a way, I think Nettie might have found it easier to forgive you if you had stolen it. Because...
If I had stolen
yes,
it?
Because in some ways, what you did was even worse than stealing. You lied to Nettie, got him to accept money under completely false pretenses. And when you love someone as much as he loves you, that's pretty hard to take.
I'm sorry, Ruth, but I just don't understand. I really don't. Suggesting that it would have been better if I'd gone out and stolen the money.
That's not what I suggested, Hope, and you know it. You're deliberately twisting what I said.
I'm not twisting it at all. You did say.
All right, Hope. I don't think we're going to get anywhere discussing that, so let's drop it. I said before that... I thought the fact that you had lied to Nettie about the money had something to do with his moving over here with me. But there's something else, I think, that had even more to do with it. And that's your whole relationship with Frank.
What do you mean?
You're not a child, Hope. You're quite a mature young woman and a very attractive one. Don't you think it's a little strange that Frank should have allowed himself to become a party to a very thin deception? One that he must have known would be exposed sooner or later. Just to help Nettie out?
No, I don't think it's strange at all. Frankly, Ruth, I don't know what you're talking about. I just don't know what you mean.
Well, if I can talk frankly to Hope, I've thought a lot of different things about you at different times. I've thought that you were short-sighted, impatient, even selfish. But I never thought you were stupid. I think you know exactly what I mean.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. It's about 15 minutes later now, and still smarting, Hope is walking up the street toward the last place you'd expect her to be going, if you didn't know Hope, to Frank Wayne's house. Hurrying up the steps, she knocks on the door.
Why, Hope!
Oh, Frank, you don't know how glad I am that you're home. I was afraid. Can I come in?
Why, yes, Hope, of course. Is anything the matter?
anything, everything's the matter. First of all, Nettie's walked out on me, left me.
Are you sure?
We didn't come home that night. We were all over here at your party, but I didn't worry about it. Then he didn't come home last night either, and, well, I was just over to see that sister of his, and she said yes, that he'd moved in there and was staying with her.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound too serious, Hope. All young couples have quarrels of that sort, but they can always be patched up.
Yeah, sure, if they're only left alone. But there's not someone who's going out of their way to make things even worse.
Who's trying to do that?
Well, Ruth, of course. She's always hated me, and now making all those remarks and insinuations. Honestly, Frank, if I told you some of the things she said about us...
About us? What did she say?
That the only reason you've been so wonderful is because you're interested in me.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I told her so myself. But you've got to make allowances for Ruth right now, Hope. The strain she's under, John's leaving her, and the fact that he's my brother.
You're always ready to forgive people, aren't you, Frank? I think that's... Well, wonderful.
It's just a matter of trying to understand, that's all. But I do think it was, well, just a little indiscreet of you to come here.
Indiscreet? Why?
Because, well, if you are having difficulties with Nettie, don't you think it's going to make it even harder to straighten things out if he finds out about it?
Well, how's he going to find out? Besides, even if he does, well, it would serve him right. Oh, Frank, if you only knew how awful I feel about everything that's happened. The way he treated you, what he said, and hitting you like that. I know how lonely you've been anyway. After all that, well, that's why I just had to come here tonight.
You're a very sweet child, Hope, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. But just the same.
Well, look, Frank, you don't have to stand on ceremony or be polite with me. If you don't want me to stay...
Not that at all, Hope. It's just for the...
Oh, it's all right, Frank. Really, it is. I mean, well, I suppose you can get used to anything. And that's the way it's always going to be for me. Not to be wanted by anyone. Husband, friend, no one to turn
That's
to.
That's not true, Hope. Of course I want you to stay very much. It's just that... Well, please do, Hope. For a while, anyway.
And now let's go to New York, to a rather lavish duplex near the East River, the apartment of John Wayne's would-be friend, Pete Steele. The doorbell rang a moment ago. Steele's white-coated manservant opened it. And now Steele himself is greeting his unexpected visitor, Diane Carvel.
Well, this is certainly a surprise. A very pleasant one.
Always the gentleman, aren't you, Mr. Steele?
Not at all. I just finished the evening papers, did the crossword puzzle, and if you hadn't showed up, I might have done something really rash, like reading a book.
And now?
Why, we can talk. I'd rather do that than read any day. You had a fine talk the last time I saw you.
Yes. That's one of the reasons I came to see you tonight.
So we could talk some more about John?
Yes.
Well, what about him?
When was the last time you saw him?
I don't remember exactly why.
You know where he is now.
You know, I never did meet anyone who could ask questions like you or never answer any.
Oh.
Relax, will you? Tell me what this is all about.
Then you don't know. He's gone. He's been gone for 2 days now.
How do you know?
I kept trying to phone him and there was no answer. Then I went down to the apartment and there were 2 days' newspapers in front of the door and 2 days' mail in the letterbox.
So you think he's taking a powder, huh?
Look, Steele, we did have a good talk the last time I saw you. You told me why you were interested in John, why you wanted to help him. Now, do you know whether he's gone or not? Do you have any idea where he might be?
You can't tell, maybe. How do I know it's not you he's running away from?
What? What makes you say that?
Oh, it happens sometimes, you know.
You're just trying to get a rise out of me, that's all. You don't know where he is either.
That's right. I didn't even know he was gone. But I have some ideas.
Well?
Did it ever occur to you that maybe he went home?
Home?
Yeah. Back to Glen Falls, to that wife of his. After all, she's a pretty swell person.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It can't be. He wouldn't do that. Not now. Do you really think so?
Doubt in Diane Carvel's eyes. Doubt and the beginning of such pain and fear that even hard-boiled deep steel feels a wave of sympathy for her sweep over him. And now a message from our sponsor. Wayne is Vivian Smolin, Diane Carvel, Pat Bosworth. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister, Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.